Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We were just talking about Pauly D and his boy, Vinny, having a dating show on MTV, and you became the topic of conversation in the car to a lot of Kid Nation members out.
Oh, what?
A couple text messages that came in. Speaking of dating, talking to my kiddos, taking my kiddos to school this morning, and my 12-year-old daughter asked if Big Al is single. And I replied, I think so. And she said, why? He's famous. Hey.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I am a regional radio host.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am single. That's very true.
And then, the fame hasn't helped you, huh?
No. Fame hasn't helped. I'm wanting to bar. I'm trying all my angles, man.
And speaking of that, good morning.
Good morning.
From the text, there needs to be a win a date with Big Al Mac.
No.
This is a fan, Tabitha, right here.
I had to do it back in the day.
I've done it.
Yeah, but
it's your turn.
I like it when it's more organic.
Hold on 1 second.
Dating isn't organic anymore.
Well, meaning, like, something comes up on the show, and then, hey, you want to go out?
Yeah, mostly right now, people are calling, and Big Al takes them on dates recently. So
that's not organic.
Well, hold on 1 second, because Tabitha Rowan, she said a fan, Tabitha Brown. Also, check out my son, Kane Brown.
The singer Kane Brown?
Like, yeah. Kane Brown?
Yeah.
Really?
Yo, Tabitha!
Hi.
That's her in?
Ow!
Oh, yes.
Let's take one for the team.
Kane Brown?
Yes.
That is cool.
Bring your son on the date. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his.
Yeah. That dude is.
Seriously. He's legit, man.
Well, hello.
What's her name? Yeah, let's go out. Hang out.
Right.
Hey, Tabitha.
All right, speaking of being a parent here, we brought in Nick Adams, our producer, Nick.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Hi, Nick. I noticed you're doing something with your family that could confuse your children.
It does confuse my children. I can tell you that after 1 weekend of experimenting.
You have tried it this weekend already.
For no reason whatsoever, I decided this weekend that I don't want my son to call me Daddy anymore because I want a more fun name.
Okay, how old are your kids again?
I have a 2-year-old and an 8-week-old.
So Davis has been calling you Daddy.
Calls me Daddy. Sometimes if he wants to be a comedian, he calls me Nick.
Okay.
And he thinks that is the funniest thing ever to call me by my real name.
Hey, yeah. Nick.
Yeah. There are some dads that are cool with it. Like Engineer Don just told me that he called his dad by his first name. Some dads are cool with it, but you want a dad name.
Correct. I, again, for no reason, I decided I am from here on out going to be referred to as Paw.
Paw?
Paw. Dude, that sounds like a grandpa, Nick.
That is a grandpa.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, every now and then, sometimes I'll refer to myself, like, I'll joke with my wife, like, oh, Paw's gonna go get the garbage.
Okay.
And I just decided to call myself Paw.
Now, walk me through how you broke the news to your 8-week-old and your 2-year-old.
Well, 8-week-old, I'm good there. She'll just always call me
Paw. She hasn't started yet.
But with Davis, who's 2 years and 4 or 5 months now, I just said, no, my name's Paw. And he looked at me and he kind of smiled and he just said, Daddy. And then so every now and then he'll say Paw and kind of giggle, but then he'll just call me Daddy again. So it's a work in progress.
You cannot respond to Nick or Dad.
That's just true. Ignore him. Just that's ignore true. Him until he says Paw.
It's hard because sometimes I'll have to say, like, oh, hand Daddy the spoon or hand me the spoon or something. Uh-huh. Now I have to try and train myself.
And Paw.
I'm not Daddy.
And Paw the spoon. Oh, I don't know, Nick. What does Blair think about that?
She's not a fan.
She's not crazy about it, but I just thought it was hilarious. I'm not sure how long this will last.
It just sounds like something off of an old cowboy western or something.
I know it.
You know?
Yeah. Do you know anyone that calls their dad Paw?
No.
Yeah, they're all dead now.
No. So I think now if I'm in a room and he's all his friends and someone's saying, Dad, Dad, Dad. Nope, not me. Paw!
Do you ever think it'll graduate to Paw Paw?
That's granddad.
Well, he's a granddad.
Yeah, I don't know. And we'll see.
Years down the line. Is Blair going to go by Ma?
Mama.
It makes
she
sense.
Refuses to go by that, but Ma. I think I may just have to make her go by that.
No, yeah. Ma. Your There's wife Ma. Is too young.
And Ma
too
the
young
and too
hot. Mama was my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
The sweetest word out of a baby's mouth is Mommy.
Mommy.
I love it. When Emma Kelly still...
She still calls you Mommy?
Calls me Mommy. I'm like, just a little bit longer, right?
But she has started calling you Mom, right?
Yeah.
The older they get.
My mother, Mommy. Hi, Mommy.
I've always called my mom, Mama.
And now I kind of do, like, it seems kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I still, when I call her on the phone, hey, Mommy.
We were talking about this in Trey's office in the control room, and he did make a valid point. He said, you want your kids to call you a name that's not going to be embarrassing when they get to high school, right, Trey?
Yeah. I was bringing up the point that Papa,
that's what I get called.
What JC goes by could get made fun of. 14, 15, 16, he's hanging out with his buddies. Papa?
Oh, so now he's coming after you,
yeah,
JC.
Trey thinks that Kaysen and Chloe probably not because girls don't really care, but boys are the ones that are tough on dudes.
Pa is just as bad.
You think Pa's got... See, I don't think Pa would get made fun of.
I'm not saying that Pa's a tough. Great name. I'm here to tell you.
He just wants to do it.
Yeah. We'll
I'm just looking out.
I think
out.
Your name is Paul.
You know? Paul.
I'm just trying to look out for Kaysen as someone who got picked on. Kaysen's a bigger kid than I was.
Yeah.
But just a heads up.
What'd you
might
call
be something people make fun of.
What'd you call your daddy?
Dad.
Just dad? Okay.
Yeah.
They picked on him for a whole bunch of other
reasons. Call your daddy. Why'd you say
daddy?
It that way?
Daddy. Hey, daddy.
What was it? What was it? Who said it in back there that said that daddy has been sexualized too much? What, was it you?
There's a meme going around that says daddy has too many sexual connotations now. My kids are just going to have to call me bruh.
Bruh. Yeah. Paul. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You know what, Nick? I could probably grow into that. In fact, I think we should all start calling you that around here.
Okay,
if you
I'm
want to.
I'm going to call you Peepaw.
That's what Psycho Shannon calls her.
And Meemaw.
Dad, yeah. I
Peepaw.
Think.
No, she calls her what? Dad. Right?
Psycho Shannon, Peepaw. She's got a Peepaw.
That's her grandpa.
Is her grandpa? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, Nick.
Oh, all right, Paul, well, good luck with Davis switching it up.
I'll give you an update in a week or so.
Producer
see if it's
Paul.
Still yeah. happening or if we've just given up. But.
When are you getting a cane?
I don't know. My knee's hurting. Is it going to rain this week?
Yeah.
My knee's...
Yeah, you need some skull or something. You need to be... Paul needs to be spitting.
By the way, you can catch more of Nick and his shenanigans at home, or Paul, I mean, on the Shut Up podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. All check right, those out at KidNation.com. He does a podcast with part-time Justin.
And Justin and I, just to give us a little tease... We got in our biggest fight ever this week.
You did?
And it was off the air, but we had to hash it out again on the air.
Whoa.
I bet someone else is beefing
like,
with
I
Justin.
I was, like, screaming.
You were screaming
yes.
at Justin?
Uh-huh.
And Nick doesn't scream.
Matter, can you say?
Who's
a
in the
little
wrong?
Bit.
Someone came to the podcast unprepared for something after giving several days heads up. Hey, why don't you edit this down? And then...
Nothing.
And then thought...
I wonder who that was.
I'm not going to get into it, but I was mad.
It was show related.
Yeah, it was.
Because Jenna brought up an issue with Justin this morning because we have realized that Justin does not cover his dang mouth when he sneezes.
I've seen 4 sneezes in the time that he's been employed here. And one was when I was driving him to work one day. He just sneezes free air.
He doesn't cover it with anything?
He just goes, I'm like, no hand?
Like
no elbow?
Elbow.
No nothing?
Something.
No elbow.
Yeah, you gotta go elbow.
Can I make it worse for him?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Since he's not in here, he can't defend himself.
He can come in.
He also proudly says, I don't need to wash my hands after I use the restroom.
What?
No reason to do that.
Don't say that proudly. Just don't do it.
When he does number one. Is that true or
false?
When
he doesn't wash.
That's true.
Why are we coming after me for the way I sneeze?
Look, why don't you cover?
Because they're powerful. It's
that's
air.
That's why you cover.
Even more
cover.
Reason.
Yes, and, okay, you can kill your brain cells for holding in a sneeze, which I did this morning. That's why I'm a little slow at things. I think that's why my IQ is not as high as
I want it to be. So what's the reason? Your IQ or they're powerful? No,
they're powerful. They're killing my brain cells.
Because the first time you did it was that I noticed was in my car. And I looked at you and was like, why didn't you cover that? I'm in the car with you.
The issue is not you holding a sneeze in, right? The issue is you covering it so we don't get sick.
Well, so whenever I sneeze, I have to close my nose.
No, you don't.
I have to close my nose. And so all that power comes out of my mouth.
Right. I don't care what orifice it's coming out of. Cover it.
Yeah. It's hard, Jenna. It's like it's you can't contain a sneeze. Not something
okay,
that powerful.
How many hands you have?
At least cover it with your weenus.
So, yes, yeah.
You can't, that's the back of your elbow.
And then if I do that, then I have snot all over my hand.
Okay, here's what you do.
Your elbow in your shirt.
Plug, do your hand, right hand clogs the nose or whatever you got to do, and then cover it with your elbow.
It's all over my arm.
Okay.
It's better than it being all over us.
It's better than it's not on me.
I got a sneeze shower that day in the car, and I looked at him like, no, you didn't do that.
That's really rude.
It is very rude. But also,
I've never fired anybody here in 25 years.
Because
they
hurt sometimes. Okay?
What hurts?
the sneeze.
But you're spreading disease.
To hold it in.
You're spreading your cold and whatever you're suffering
My germs are clean, Kelly.
No. Oh, my.
Jackson.
It's okay.
That's not cute. No, that's not cute.
So if you walk back there and it's misting, it's just...
It just reminded me when I saw you, I was making coffee and we heard you sneeze and I looked and it's just, there was just like snot on the computer screen.
Ow! They're powerful sneezes. Containing that anti, my mind might blow up.
That's unforgivable.
Nick, a.k.a. Pot, bless you for doing a podcast.
Hold the door for him when he leaves.
Yeah.
Hold the door. Yeah. I don't even want... Don't touch
him. I mean, I still love you, Justin.
Don't touch
him. Back there.
Don't touch anything.
It's okay.
I don't care about the pill.
He'll learn, though.
I'm glad he at least admitted it.
Yeah, of course he admits it.
So now watch out for that. I'm just letting you know.
Super proud about it.
That's nasty.
We're going to have to be petty towards Justin.
Giddy up, me.
That's going to create a lot of pettiness here.
If anyone has to sneeze, go back there and sneeze on it.
Let's go there and sneeze on it.
Yeah, we're going to get petty with Justin.
See how he likes it.
All right, Kid Nation, we want you to hit us with your petty, though, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-BEAK-IT.
Here's an example from the text that came in early. I keep a list of everyone who has deleted me on Facebook so that I will not do nice things for them.
Oh.
Hashtag petty Monday. Right.
Obviously why they've deleted someone like that.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah. Or I found out my mans was cheating on me, so before I moved out, I took all the wrapping off of the canned foods in the kitchen, packed my stuff, and left. Happy petty Monday.
That's a good one.
Those are petty right there. That's what we want to hear, Kid Nation. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give me a T. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y.
I'm petty all the time.
Or maybe let's just be petty on a Monday. How about that?
Yeah, at least Monday.
Which is perfect for Petty Monday. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about the pettiness you've endured or you've thrown someone's way.
Mm-hmm.
Lighthearted. We want to laugh here. No crimes, please.
Yeah.
No crimes.
No.
Before we launch into all the petty, though, is Big Al Mac being petty?
Oh, boy.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How you doing? What did you have a message for Big Al?
I did. I feel a little petty jealousy because we're supposed to go out on a date. He barely texts me, and all of a sudden, he's into Tabitha. Like, who is Tabitha?
Oh, that's Kane Brown's mom. She texts the show.
What?
Yeah. I talked to Kane Brown on the phone, so does that make me special?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure does.
What's up, Al?
Okay.
Nothing. I was just at a peaceful weekend at home.
Uh-huh.
Didn't watch TV. Well, I went to Home Depot. Didn't do a whole lot.
Because Stephanie, you called the show last week, and then the Big Al basically asked you out on the over the phone, right?
Blew her off.
No, I did tell her that I couldn't go this weekend.
Oh, okay,
I did.
So she's got to wait another week.
I did.
Well, you know, whenever the schedules align.
Uh huh. How's your schedule this weekend, Stephanie?
Well, this weekend maybe, but next weekend for sure.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, let's set it up.
Yeah, I need a text or something. I need. Hello.
Yeah, something, Al. Keep it going, bro.
Okay, all right, okay. All right.
Stephanie, good talking to you again.
Thank you, Tracy. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi.
She went to my high school.
That's right.
Yeah, Tracy's got her back.
Yeah. Sun Devils stick together. Yeah. Al Mac. Look at those women fighting over you, though, bro. From the text, we're doing Petty Monday.
Yeah.
Jason wrote us and said, apparently pets can be petty too, you guys.
How so?
Jason Roden said, I taught my dog to throw away trash. So now if I give her a cheap treat, she throws it in the trash.
Wow.
This treat is yuck. Trash.
That's so funny.
That's cute.
But dogs go in the trash. I don't understand how you teach your dog that.
Yeah. Right. Well, how do you teach them to throw something away? Mine would eat it.
Yeah.
There's some really smart dogs apparently out there.
I guess
you can teach them everything.
It's not ours.
Yeah.
Right.
From the text, I found a girl at work doesn't like me,
mm-hmm.
so I just randomly text her emojis, happy face emojis, so she has to think about me.
Perfect.
Let me know if that works.
Oh, that is perfect.
Let me know if that works.
I love that. Let's go to the phones real quick. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday. What'd you do and who'd you do it to?
My sophomore roommate in college. She never bought toilet paper, so when it was finally time to move out, I took every single roll, including the one, like, already in use.
And left her without any paper?
No, I left her without any, and she still had, like, a week of school left.
Oh,
not very well nice, but well, then again, it's Petty Monday.
Of course.
Yeah, good job.
If she's never going to buy it, then Ellie's going to take it off.
There you go.
That's Ellie's toilet paper.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Of course it is.
Yeah, have you priced a roll of cotton ale?
Mm-hmm. Ellie, you're getting that double ply too, probably, right?
I was. Huge rolls that come with, like, 16 rolls.
Yeah, you keep doing that, Petty. I'm with you on that one. Don't be getting us toilet paper. I'll take it off. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday. What'd you do to your roommate?
So, he has a chronic problem of not paying us on time. So, we got one of those, like, hotel slide locks. And whenever he went to open the door, he's like, let me in. I'm like, you gotta pay on time.
Change the locks on him.
That'll learn him.
Did he finally pay?
He's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll pay from now on, I promise.
He's been good ever since?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Been good ever since.
Pettiness works.
Wow.
Well done, Amber.
Good job.
You got your get rat. Away with it if you let him. As long as you let him.
You got to give him something back. Our boy Ghetto D wrote us.
What'd he say?
He said the whole entire Who Dat Nation is going to be petty this upcoming Sunday. We ain't watching the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of Saints fans are so understandably angry about it that they're not going to watch.
It'll be real quiet in New Orleans this weekend.
They were saying four of the seven or eight referees for that game live in California.
What?
Just heard that.
The NFL did fine the Rams for that hit. But, again, that's not sending them to the Super Bowl. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, thanks. Keep it going here with Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Welcome to Petty Monday. What'd you do?
So, I have a family member that I don't particularly like, and she wanted to bring her new boyfriend on our family vacation, so I looked up his past criminal history and sent all of his mugshots to my mom.
So, is he going on the vacation?
Oh, no. They're not together anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you might have saved a... some weird moments there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She said all of his criminal history, not just his, you know.
What, were they bad crimes, Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, you did your sister right on that one.
Yeah.
And your family, too.
Like, did he injure people?
JC wants to know what he did.
Yeah.
You know, drugs and stuff.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, it could be straightened out, but you know.
Yeah, hopefully, but you
not on my family.
I don't want that.
Not on your family.
I don't want that on my family vacation.
Yeah.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right.
Okay, so you got a little petty in you, huh?
I sure do.
Okay, go ahead and hit us with it.
Okay, I'm on Facebook, right?
Right.
And okay, now get this. I see your little picture. I press love. And oh, girl, your picture is so cute. Okay, then the next comment will come up under my comment. And then she'll go back, comment on that comment below my comment. Thanks. So I take back my love and I delete my comment and delete black.
Because you're getting annoyed that you get notified?
No, it's because she's not getting the love back.
Listen.
Okay, listen.
Well, okay, I comment first. Girl, your picture beautiful, right?
Yep.
Then you get a couple of more comments below my comment, and then you want to be, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's how we doing it. So I take back my love and all my likes on the rest of your pictures, and then I take back my comment, delete block.
You know what? I feel you on that.
delete block.
I feel you, Julia, because it's
delete
like,
black.
Why you picking favorites?
I'm blocking you so you can't say nothing smart.
Oh my gosh.
I feel you. You don't pick favorites on the comment section. If you're going to reply to everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I'm the first one. Okay?
Come on now, Julia. I'm Team Julia on this one.
Ignoring you. You started that compliment train.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Because if I wouldn't have never left it and put a comment, it wouldn't have came back on the timeline.
You tell them, Julia.
You make excellent points.
Solid points.
I
can
give you a hug
there. That's right. Now block you so you can't say nothing smart.
That's right. Block them. How many people have you blocked this week?
Oh, Lord, my block is long, boo. I done blocked about 15 people.
That's my Louisiana right there. Come on.
Oh, Julia,
that's
I love
what
you.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who that?
I've been listening to y'all since 2009.
Thank you, Julia.
Are you going to be watching?
I listen to y'all in Geismar, Louisiana.
Are you going to be watching the Super Bowl this weekend?
Oh, yeah, because the Saints lost. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, see, she...
Oh,
yeah. So you're not going to watch?
I like the Rams. I'm sorry.
She's a Rams fan, so she will be watching.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very few. They hurting though. I had a person in my lift crying over the game.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Whole thing.
A lot of people upset about that.
All right, Julia. Well, you keep blocking those haters, okay?
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Be careful driving that lift.
Yeah. I love her.
That was awesome.
I like her energy, man. She's cool. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Petty Monday. I hear you're being a little petty towards your husband.
I am being a little petty. Well, my husband left me on Saturday, and I'm cool. But I noticed that he was checking the video doorbell frequently to see if I was coming and going.
Uh-huh.
So late last night, I grabbed my purse and fixed my hair and walked out the door and then parked my truck where he couldn't see it and then watched him check the ring all night long to see if I came back home.
Well played.
Nice work. Oh,
Jessica, you are a queen.
That you deserve that. That
nicely
awesome.
Done.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Did you come back all hair disheveled and everything? I got a makeout session.
Yeah, right.
No, right.
Well done. I like that, Jessica. Well played.
That is
Thank you for that call.
She should borrow Al.
Yeah, borrow. You want to borrow Al?
Borrow Al.
That's a good idea.
I don't know about getting into domestic.
No, it's just going to be.
Yeah, you've created a lot. You're great at that.
Yeah. Julie, I'm sorry that went down with you, but you're going to be fine, girl. You're going to be fine. Thank you for your call.
Good.
Oh, Lori. This might be super petty right here. Laura, super petty.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, Laura. Go.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, okay, so this is really bad, but my brother, he's actually coming out of a coma right now.
Yeah.
And so whenever he's awake and doing fun stuff, like, he never does it when I'm there. Whenever I'm there and it's my turn to stay the night with him in the hospital, all he does is poop. So I started reading Twilight to him. Because he hates it.
Because he hates it. A brother-sister relationship's going to continue no matter what's happening.
And so he's going to be okay?
He's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he'll laugh about it later.
He's coming out of it. He's making amazing progress.
Good.
But, yeah, he never does anything fun while I'm there, so I have to see it, like, in videos that my mom takes or hear from it from other people that went to go see him when I was at work or something, and so I read Twilight to him.
And he hates it.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that'll be enough to wake him up.
Yeah.
Enough!
Stop! Laurie! Stop it!
Oh, man.
Laurie, well, we wish your brother a great recovery and keep us posted, okay?
Yes, I will.
All right. Reading Twilight for a brother.
And he's coming out of a
coma. Because he hates it. Oh, man. Hey, brother, sister, loves. Always go be petty. That's how it goes right there. Hey, Kid Nation, thank you for all your text messages, all your calls I wouldn't get to. Again, don't you forget, get your petty ready because it's coming back next Monday, all right?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al was just hitting me with some temperature news.
Yeah, I saw on the news this morning that either today or sometime this week, Chicago is going to be colder than Alaska.
Dang.
Like, wow.
I mean, you've seen the news.
Yeah.
I mean, this, like, this cold front that's coming through this week is going to be, like, record-breaking.
Yeah,
like,
we got a really bad cold front headed our way, but we want to hook you up, Kid Nation, with the winter warm-up.
Ah, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, starting next Monday and for the entire month of February, we're going to give away trips for two to Florida with the Kid Nation winter warm-up. All you have to do, it's really simple, is listen every weekday morning at 7:40 Central to win.
That's all you got
to
do.
That's all you got to do. Call in and win. And you can actually find your moment of sunshine at visitflorida.com if you want to do that yourself. So thank you, Visit Florida, for hooking us up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody watch Rent last night?
I watched the tail end of it.
I watched the beginning. I fell asleep with my son.
No. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about it in the showbiz.
Okay,
top 5,
you are hitting that right there.
Yeah.
Because there was some news, some sad news, right?
Yeah, and kind of. I'm kind of surprised the way they handled it, honestly, but
we'll
talk about it.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, we will definitely get into that in about 20 minutes. But right now, we do have some tidbit news for you.
Oh, nice.
It's time for tidbit news.
First of all, this is a really cool fact that you can take to work and let people know. You know, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Fred Rogers, he wore those sweaters on his show. They even made the movies about him and all that good stuff. All those sweaters Mr. Rogers wore were knitted by his mother.
Aww.
Really?
Yeah.
She was very good.
She was great, right? There are professionally looking sweaters right there.
Yes, I thought they were
professional grade right there. So, yeah, that's a fun fact you could take out there. Now, remember last year when the Mega Millions got up to $1.5 billion?
Yes.
There was one winning ticket sold in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Yes.
And it took a while, right, for someone to come forward?
Took a while. Still hasn't happened, Jenna. That person still has not claimed the prize. And they only have until April.
Wow.
21st.
Someone lost that ticket.
To do so.
Or they're just getting all their ducks in a row. No.
They would have already done it.
That wouldn't take more than a week.
Yeah, a lawyer.
Set up a trust, get a lawyer done.
Lawyer would have got you all set up.
Jeez.
At least they'll never, if they lost it, at least they'll never know.
I guess.
Wouldn't it be worse if you find it 6 months afterwards?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I just wouldn't want to know.
Or if there were the numbers that you use, you play all the time, and you just lost your ticket. Like, those are my numbers. Those are my numbers, but I can't find a ticket.
I don't play very often, but when I do, I tend to leave them in my car, just somewhere in my car, and then I hear on the news where the ticket went from, and I leave them there.
Okay.
So the only time I would check is if it was bought in my town, which I'm sure this person must have heard of by now.
Yes, small town.
Awful. Small town, yeah. So still, and that, does it go back? And the pool
I think so.
But what happens to that money?
Yeah, I don't know if it does it just vanish and all those people from the lottery get it?
I think it goes back.
Okay.
I think.
So it just jumps back up to that much?
Yeah.
So we'll find out. April 21st.
All right.
April 21st is when they can claim it.
Want another one? You got one.
Yeah, you got one now? Hit me with it, buddy.
Yeah. The CDC warns, do not kiss or snuggle with your hedgehog.
Yeah.
Because you could catch salmonella.
There's a salmonella outbreak right now. 11 people in 8 states have been infected, and they have narrowed it down to people and their hedgehogs.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a hedgehog, be warned.
So they're that gross? Because they're cute. I've seen it. We had one here in the office a few years ago.
Yeah, it is interesting because I've heard their lifespan's only like 2 years or something.
Hmm.
So they're disease carriers and only live a couple years?
Yeah.
It's hard life.
Do they stink? I don't know. I don't want a hedgehog now.
I've only briefly had contact with one.
Yeah,
same. It was here. But we could have caught salmonella. They're cute enough to where you want to kiss them.
For sure.
And their little bellies right there. Since we're talking about pets right now.
Yeah.
I know we don't give equal opportunity to cats here on the show sometimes because we're more dog lovers.
Yeah.
And I have called cats jerks in the past because I have not had good experiences with having one as a pet.
You had a jerky cat.
I did have a jerky cat. But apparently, according to research, cats are not jerks. We are. The researchers have found that most cats really like their owners and even strangers, too. Only if you treat them nicely, though, which I feel like I've done to every cat I've encountered.
Treated it nice.
Yeah, I think I've been nice to the cats. I try to pet them and cuddle with them.
I don't know. Some of them have cross wires. I treated Mitty so nice, and she would hide on our fridge and attack unsuspecting people when they would open up the refrigerator.
That's pretty funny,
though. She would jump and, like, hang from the head. It was terrifying.
Yeah, wow. Mitty.
Mitty. Well, she was white with all black paws.
Good old Mitty.
Mitty.
Aww.
So, our apologies to all. Not all cats are jerks. Some are very, very nice, as long as you're nice back to them.
Did you hear about the 911 operator that helped the kid with his homework?
No.
This kid, 911 dispatcher, hailed his hero for staying on the phone to help this little boy with his homework.
Was it math homework?
This is in a small town.
It's a nice thing to do, but let's lower the hero bar just a little bit more, right?
I believe in Indiana, and he was having trouble with fractions.
Okay.
And he was like, what? They have the audio from the call. He said, what's 3/4 plus 1/4? And then apparently it wasn't real busy up in Indiana. So she did take the time to break down the fractions and rules, and she explained it to him.
I think this has happened before, too. It's not the first time a kid has gotten help from a 911 operator with their homework. Meanwhile, on the other line.
Yeah, I'm glad they know how to use that number.
I'm bleeding out. Hold on 1 second. I get them fractions.
I got a fraction over here.
I got to give them the common denominator. I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. Please hold on. And one more here. A couple more. We got to get to the criminals.
All right.
Because those are the funny ones. Guy in Texas robbed a bank last month. Mm-hmm. He used one of those scooters. One of those scooters that you use on your phone.
He's a scooter to rob a bank.
Of course he did. So the cops subpoenaed the data from his ride.
Of course.
And they identified the robber, and he was arrested on Thursday.
Of course
he used his own phone app.
He used his own phone app. Of course he did.
And he scooted back to his house.
Yeah. Another dumb criminal, a guy in Michigan, drove to get a breakfast burrito in a stolen car after he stole it. And then after getting the burrito, he returned the car.
Well, you know, you got the burrito.
He just wanted the burrito.
He just wanted to borrow it.
And a man in Georgia drove a stolen car to jail to bail out his girlfriend, who had been arrested for driving a different stolen car.
Had to get to his woman.
Yeah, so my dude's in jail.
Good boy.
Steal a car to go get you. Get an Uber or something, man. Get a bike.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, before we dive into Love Letters to Kelly, we talked about this dude last week, I believe on Friday. He is deemed to be the world's most popular donor when it comes to babies. And he works on his own. And I guess when we talked about him, somebody or he heard, someone mentioned to him, because he lives out in California, that we talked about him. And he reached out to our show.
How about that?
And he's like, hey, if you guys have questions or want to talk about what's going on, because there's a lot of stories and a lot of things being reported incorrectly, I'd be okay to talk to you guys on the show. So we're going to talk to him.
Really?
He's going to call the show.
So is he technically an independent
sperm broker? Yes. Independent.
Donor. Well,
he doesn't go to the banks. He does it on his own. And yeah, we can ask him how he got started, all that good stuff. So
yeah,
we'll talk to him in about 20 minutes here, which is
all right.
Somebody told him. But right now, we're going to talk to the real love expert here.
That's me.
She donates her expertise when it comes to the love in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My now fiancé and I met in April of 2017 on Bumble, and after a few months of getting to know each other, we decided to make it official in August of 2017. After 2 months of us dating, he sent intimate pictures of himself to a girl on Instagram and had a conversation with her.
Yeesh.
And told her that we had broken up. The girl realized we were very much soul dating and screenshotted the texts and sent them to me. I, of course, was devastated because I was already in love with him. Never loved anyone so deeply. He was a wreck when I confronted him with what he did and promised to change and never do it again. So I decided to give him another chance. Since then, he's deleted all of his social media, lets me check his phone whenever, tells me where he's at, who he's with, and trust has started to be reestablished.
Right.
In October, he even proposed, and I said yes because I'm so in love with him. But I'm having such a hard time with what he did and not holding it against him. I love him, but mentally and emotionally being with him has taken such a toll. What should I do, Mackenzie?
You better get over that, Mackenzie. You're going to wrack it.
Yeah,
he is gone above and beyond to prove to you that he is sorry and that he has changed. And unless there is some evidence that he is not who he says he is,
doesn't sound like it.
I mean, there are bad boys, and eventually you hope that bad boys change.
Yep.
And if they're not given a chance to change, then what's the point? So you're going to sabotage this if you can't let it go. You've decided to stay with him. So if you've made the decision to stay, you can't spend the rest of your days punishing him or dwelling on it, because it's killing you inside, and he's not getting the best of you, even if you're not like, well, I'm not telling him I'm mad at him, I'm not doing anything. It's affecting your relationship with him.
I have a question about the phone checking thing, because a lot of people say that when they catch somebody cheating, whether it's a man or woman, they require the phone checking. Is there a time where you're supposed to show up and give the phone, or is it a surprise, like, hey, surprise phone check?
I don't know. And is there a way he could still be cheating and you're just better at
it?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's
but
up?
That's the thing.
What's
is if
up?
You if you choose to stay, and he seems to be demonstrating, I'm going on face value right now. If you can't trust him and you can't give your whole self to him and you still have this doubt, why are you still with him?
Yeah.
If you can't get past it, I wouldn't want to live a life like that.
I never want to be in a situation. Mm-hmm. If I'm that uncomfortable, I'm done. You have to be done.
Yeah.
Thinking about looking at their phone, or every time something pops up, you want to look at their phone.
You can't live like that.
Time. No, no. Life is too short.
You have to be able to let stuff go.
Yeah.
And maybe that comes with maturity.
Yeah. Let it go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I dated this guy for 5 years. We broke up about a year and a half ago. I was in love. Now, within the last 6 months, we recently connected again by texting and meeting up once or twice a month. Well, one day I was on Facebook checking it up, and I saw a girl pop up on my People I May Know, and in her profile, it was a picture of him and her. I asked him about it, and he said, oh yeah, I did date her, and I do live with her, but we broke up. But he still lives with her because he has nowhere else to go. Now, he tells me he doesn't see her because she works days and he works nights, and that he is completely in love with me. He tells me he's saving for his own place so we can finally move in together. But right now, he can't afford to leave. What should I do? Should I give him a chance and tell him he has a certain amount of time to leave? Or should I just completely drop him forever?
I would...
He got caught.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, call cop.
If, let's just pretend he's telling the truth. This is what you say. You figure your stuff out, and then you get back to me. In the meantime, don't call
me. Out.
Yeah, don't be in that drama.
That's what you got to do, and then you'll find out if he's really serious. If he's madly in love with you, he will move a mountain to be with you, and he will find the money, and he will find a male roommate or whatever he has to do.
Yeah.
These men put these excuses out, and women eat it up.
I can't go anywhere, baby.
You want a man with his stuff together. I'm cleaning that up for radio children. You need his stuff together. And you don't want a sorry man that can't afford to leave this girl he used to date, which is probably a lie.
He still probably did.
But if he's telling the truth, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. You say, honey, you take care of all that mess. And when you've figured it out, then you call me. Don't call me. And I'm not going to hook up with you. And you're hooking up with him. I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You meet up with him once or twice a month. We all know what you mean.
We know what that means you did.
You ain't having coffee. Uh-huh.
Solid advice right there, Kelly Asbury.
And the thing is, when you break up with someone, don't most girls automatically go for that profile pic where you look super cute to start attracting the boys back to the yard?
Oh, yeah.
This dude is cow cop. This dude is. Yeah, that's what he's doing. All right, let's keep it going.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dr. Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Okay, you have to think on this one. It's a little convoluted, okay,
oh,
Kelly?
Oh, gotta think.
I think she thinks on all of them out.
So the first time I met this girl, I had my best friend with me because we were going out with a bunch of friends. Well, me and this girl started hanging out more and more by ourselves and sometimes with my best friend because I was his only friend. He used to be in a rough spot, and I helped him get back on his feet by giving him a place to stay, food, money, and the best of all, a great job. Well, as we started hanging out more, I noticed my friend was starting to catch feelings. After catching him in many lies and warning him to stay away from her, I had enough and snapped on him. After that, it seemed like he understood, so I dropped it. Well, on New Year's Eve, my girl went to a party, and my friend was the designated driver for her. Well, instead of going to the party, they skipped it, got high, and were intimate. I cut them both off after this, and now my ex-friend is asking for a second chance. I don't know what to do. That's from Ethan.
Oh, you'd be done with that.
Ooh, bro, severe.
Ethan's a money suck, a time suck, an energy suck.
A girlfriend suck.
Why would you want to be friends with that guy? What a bum.
That's not your best friend, dude.
That's a severe bro code violation.
Yeah. No, you'd be
and
done
just
with that.
Friend violation and bro
all
code
sorts
violation.
Of violations going on.
Because
here.
I'm high!
Kind of excuse.
Yeah, we all want to do charitable good deeds and for people. But when you do good deeds for this guy, and he just kicked you in the teeth.
Dude.
Should I take him back?
No.
No.
Never talk to that dude again.
No. What a loser. Why would you want to be friends with losers? No.
You're giving that dude a place to stay, food, money.
A job.
A job.
And now you're a woman.
Yeah. You're a good dude, man. You're a good person.
He's just taking everything you got.
He wants to be you. Cut that dude off.
Yep. That's messy.
Look at Kelly on board with the bro code violation, though. Yeah.
Well, that's
just beyond that. You
know? Yeah,
that's
beyond
just
that.
Beyond that.
Morality violation.
Wow. Everything.
I can't believe that guy, man. Let's do one
he's
more.
He's even asking.
Yeah,
right? I think right.
Why would you? But he's so much fun.
No. There's a reason why he only has one friend, and it's you. It's because other people don't want to be his friend.
Yeah.
Because he does that stuff.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been dating this guy for 2 years, and we're actually engaged now. We're planning our wedding, but for 2 years, we've been fighting about our kids. Mm. They are 6 days apart, born the same month as well as the same year. So as not being the same age was enough, their names are Abby and Gabby. How much crazier could it get?
Mm.
Unfortunately, my daughter has been diagnosed with autism and has some behavior problems. I think he treats his daughter like gold and mine like a troll.
Aww.
This is not just my opinion, but even some of his family members have pointed it out, as well as family friends of ours. Every time I bring it up, he turns it around on me like I'm mean to his child. I don't know what to do. It's the same conversation for the last 2 years. And I know you're going to say move on, but he's definitely the one for me.
Nope.
He's never called me a mean name.
Nope.
Doesn't raise his voice. No. He treats me like a fairy tale.
Treats
what can
your
we
daughter
do
like crap.
This?
How's he treat your daughter?
Treats your daughter like crap. Think about her.
She's more important.
If you two are meant to be together, then y'all come together at the end when they're both out of the house. Don't. Why? This is ridiculous. Every once in a while, you got to put your daughter first.
Every once in a while, all the time. Mostly,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm just saying this for her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, not every time you have to put your children first.
90%?
Sometimes you have to, as a parent, you sometimes
take your me
you have
time.
To
I got you. I got you.
First.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
But in this relationship, why would you be with a man? Great. If he's the love of your life, then love can wait. But you've been dealing with this for 2 years. You think it's going to get better when you get married?
Mm-mm.
It's going to get worse.
Don't do that
to your
daughter.
You need to protect your daughter.
Yep.
And you just time out on that relationship. She's not going to listen to me. She already knew what I was going to say.
She might listen, Kellen.
She might. She needs the love expert to tell her.
Good, solid, direct, definitive
reaffirm
answers that today.
Horrible thing.
Poor little girl.
People put in their dating profiles, if you don't like dogs, it's a deal killer.
Yeah.
That's your daughter.
That's your blood. Your job is to protect.
Yeah, she said her last sentence was her biggest issue was raising her daughter alone. She doesn't want to raise her daughter alone,
okay,
but
so it's
fear-based.
You don't
raise her with him.
Yeah.
Okay, it's better to be with a man who doesn't treat your daughter well
that
at all.
That is raising your daughter alone.
That, yeah. But is paying your bills. No, you are a strong woman. You don't realize how strong you are as a woman until you are backed into a corner and you're fighting for you and your kid. You should be fighting for your kid and not with this guy. No.
This is a good text from Kid Nation. Someone can't be the one for you if they're also not the one for your child.
Amen.
Amen on that one right there. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We'll do it again on Wednesday, Kid Nation. We'll get to it. Hopefully we'll get to your letter. And coming up next, we are going to talk to the world's most famous and popular, according to him, sperm donor.
Uh-huh.
He works independently. There was a story about him that we talked about last week, and he heard about it. And he said, hey, can I come on the show and explain what's going on? And we said, all right, bro, give us a call. He'll be on the phone with us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have some great swimmers out there. We got Michael Phelps. We got Ryan Lochte. And amongst them is Kyle Gordy.
The swimmer?
He is the most popular sperm donor right now in our world.
Oh.
Yes, he is.
Working day and night.
What's up, Kyle?
I'm doing good. Just laying in my bed talking to you guys.
Yeah. You're up early because you live in California.
You're not working, are you?
No, I'm not working right now. I'm just chilling at home right now.
Yeah. So, Kyle, the backstory is here. You started, you became an independent sperm donor. So you don't work with the banks, right?
No, I do not.
And you started fathering children, or not fathering, but you started giving...
Wait, how do you advertise your services if you just started organically?
Yeah.
How did you start?
I started on this thing called Craigslist. Well, I'm sure everyone heard of it, but they got rid of that section, so you can't actually use the personals anymore to advertise anything.
Right.
Now I just do it through, word of mouth. And, now that people know me, people can recommend me. And I'm in L.A., so we have a large lesbian community. That's how a lot of people find me now.
Most of the people that you've helped, lesbian couples?
Yeah. Maybe 90% of the people are lesbian couples.
Wow. And how many children have been successfully brought to this world?
Yeah.
18, and then I have another 5 on the way.
Now, I did receive a message when we were talking about you, Kyle. We're talking to Kyle Gordy, who's the world's most popular seed donor, independent. And this girl said that she was one of those, she was given birth to by her mother from a donor. And it was impossible for her to find her biological father. And when she did, he wanted nothing to do with her because he didn't want to tell her family. So she was very heartbroken about this subject. You, on the other hand, you want to be out there for these kids if they one day want to meet you. You're totally cool with it.
Yeah, of course. I bet you already met a few of my kids already. And if any of the moms want me to be in the kids' life, I'm happy to do it. I think it's great to be able to get to know the kids. And a lot of the moms love it that they have this option that they don't have with a sperm bank, because the sperm bank, it's usually... A lot of times, the guys want to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just college students that did this when they were younger and just wanted to make a little bit of extra money. For me, I'm looking to help, and the mom wants to know the dad. I'm completely cool with that, and they can contact me. I'm very easy to contact or find, and then we can hang out, and they can get to know me.
Okay.
Do you have a fatherly connection to any of the children? Do they feel like your kids?
One of them, I have a kid with a single mom, and that kid is almost 3. He's going to be 3 in March, and that one actually calls me daddy. And, well, he also speaks Hebrew, so he calls me daddy in Hebrew and in English, so it's pretty funny.
But you have no financial, other than just your donation, you don't have any financial responsibility, otherwise you'd be bankrupt, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I have no financial responsibility, and California actually has certain laws regarding this. So in California, I'm actually protected in some cases, not every case, but in some cases. And if I'm not protected, there's something called a step-parent adoption that I've had some moms do. So once they do the step-parent adoption, I'm automatically protected there.
I have two questions, Kyle. If you're, say, Walmart and somebody says, Daddy, do you automatically turn around? And do you know all the words to, that's just my baby daddy?
No, probably not. I probably won't know
those
the
words. Those were very helpful.
Yeah. Thanks, Al.
Do you have legal contracts you have these women sign?
I signed it with a couple women, and we went to and we got it signed, and we notarized it with a couple of the women. Other women, we just had, like, a verbal agreement, which is fine, because in California, a verbal agreement holds up in court.
Okay.
Oh. Do you ever get paid?
No, it's a, he's donate. He donates these babies. Now, Kyle, when you're not making babies or donating, what do you do for work?
I guess you say counting.
Counting your dollar bills.
Count. Okay, I got you.
Counting. Yeah.
Are you hoping this might turn into something like, you're sharing your story, so I imagine the reality show offers are probably starting to come in.
No. I mean, I've talked to people before about it in the past, but it's never actually, it's never happened or anything. I don't think, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I mean, I would be open to a reality show. That's something that I could possibly be interested in it, but I've talked to so many people about this already, and I've had people contact me, and, it never went through before. So maybe this topic's too controversial and maybe they wouldn't want to air it.
That's what makes money though, Kyle.
Yeah. You know, that controversy is what gets viewership.
I know. I think people always tell me, hey, are you going to do a show about this one day? I'd love to watch it. I mean, I have a YouTube, Kyle Gordy, and I was thinking about filming my life.
Now, Kyle, I'll be honest with you. You are far more normal than I expected you to be. I'll give you that. And I can tell why these women do trust you and you know, bring you into their lives the way they do. One of your services that you provide is you do natural insemination. And my main question that I had yesterday was how many of these babies have been created that way?
Couple, because usually they'll ask me, they'll say, hey, what's the best way to do this? Or they'll talk to their doctor.
Yeah.
And they'll tell me they feel like it'll be more effective doing it naturally.
Are you in a relationship? Like, do you have a girlfriend, boyfriend? I don't know.
No, I don't have any boyfriend or girlfriend. I mean, the only, like, I'd say real relationship I had was when I was five, a girlfriend. Although I have dated, but like I said, relationships haven't really worked out for me. I know something said about I was bored in relationships, but, you know, the media, I don't really have any way to defend myself and say, oh, that's not exactly what I said.
It's so that's more fake.
Like, yeah,
that's
yeah, like I yeah. said it. Like, a lot of things I can't control what are said about me.
Right, right.
But it's more so relationships just haven't worked out for me, and relationships aren't for everyone. And you also have to look at it this way. Most people get a divorce anyway, so once they divorce, it causes a lot of issues for the kids. And so, like, my parents got a divorce, and they hated each other after the divorce. So, right now, in this situation, there's no reason to really, you know, get married these days. Because, you know, there's modern families are not what they were, like, 20 years ago. So
yeah, no, I get it. I'm just asking, yeah.
If you do get in a relationship, would you take away the natural?
Yeah, I think I would. But, like I said, I don't think, I don't foresee a relationship in my future, especially when obviously they have to be a woman who's already really accepting that I have these kids out there. They're gonna have to be like, you have kids, and she's gonna have to be accepting of it.
Wow, what an interesting life you live.
So, I mean, obviously, if anyone wants to contact me, they can contact me on Twitter, Instagram, Kyle Gordy, or they can email me at gooddonor101@yahoo.com. Or they can contact me through my website, bepregnantnow.com.
Hey, what if you're not attracted to the girl? Does that cause problems, Kyle?
I insist on natural.
Yeah, I have so many questions.
I've had this before, actually. And what I ended up telling her was, I'm happy to help you, but I really cannot do it natural. And I hopefully would respect my decision. Jetty insisted, and I ended up just stopped talking to her because she kept insisting. I'm like, listen, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing this with you. Ooh. It wasn't anything, like, wrong. It just, a guy's a guy. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Yeah,
I wasn't trying to be mean. I was trying to be respectful and even offered her to do it artificially.
And the more she demanded, it's like,
no,
what's going on?
You were a challenge.
I'm taking that offer off the table, please. Well, that right there is Kyle Gordy. His services are out there for you ladies if you want, for free.
There you go.
So are mine.
And so are Big Al's, but I think Kyle's going to get more hits than you, Big Al.
Yeah, I think I got
to beat,
dude.
You do, brother.
He's got 18 kids with 5 more on the way. Al, you're falling behind. You only got 17, dog, so you got to catch up.
I'm slacking. See, hey, that's a great story. Thanks for talking to us, man.
Well, appreciate you taking time,
Kyle. No problem.
Bye.
Wow.
Interesting.
I really wasn't expecting him to be so personable.
I told you.
I thought he would be kind of reserved and not social. That's the only way he could get women something.
I would think that maybe one or two women would let him, if he was a weird guy, go ahead and take part in that. But I think that he's so normal and he seems intelligent.
Did you look him up? Is he good looking?
Yeah, I looked him up. He just looks like a regular dude. To some, I'm sure that's more than others, but
you want to take into consideration, you know, what my kid might look like if I team up with this person.
He's a white dude. He's got dark hair.
Sounds like a surfer.
Yeah. I guess he's got the California vibe going on. He had buzz hair when I saw it.
What he does, and he says I'm an accountant.
He said, I guess you could say, or sort of an accountant or something like that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it's
something. That was kind of suspicious.
Like, come on,
that was suspicious.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.